pitch on the way. Fly ball left field. Ben Revere is there. He looks up into the roof. Back pedals to the track. Makes the catch. Marco Estrada gets a standing ovation, and he deserves it. Seven scoreless innings. He allows the Royals one hit.
I mean, of all the moments that the Toronto Blue Jays have given us in the past two or three years, that game, that performance by Marco Estrada against the Kansas City Royals, and the crowd reaction at the Rogers Center, that is going to stand out to me almost as much as the bat flip, or as much as Eddie's walk-off. Both obviously huge telling blows and significant blows, but the performance Marco Estrada put on that day and the reaction of the Toronto crowd, it was something to see. And it was, I think, in a lot of ways, a bit of a reflection of the fact that, like so many guys on that Blue Jays team, we kind of grew up with Marco Estrada a little bit, even though he joined us and he was established as a major leaguer, albeit not necessarily a stellar major leaguer. We kind of went through the renaissance with Marco Estrada. It was a little longer with Edwin and a little longer with Jose Bautista, but in a lot of ways what Marco Estrada accomplished and the pitcher he became really kind of personified how the Toronto Blue Jays came together as a team and how just for a couple of years, certainly one year, especially in 2015, the stars all seem to align for the Toronto Blue Jays. Marco Estrada pitches tonight. Could be his final start in a Blue Jays uniform. We saw yesterday that Eduardo Nunez was traded during the game by the Boston Red Sox. We have what we now call, of course, the Hug Watch, where every game has got a camera focused on the dugout because in the event of a trade, you want to catch that moment where a player goes through the dugout, shakes hands, or exchanges hugs with his teammates. We saw it last night with Eduardo Nunez. Can't imagine we're going to see that today with Marco Estrada. Can't imagine the starting pitcher is going to be traded in-game. But if you're going to the Rogers Center tonight, I would treat it as if it's possibly the last chance to see Marco Estrada in a Blue Jays uniform. And remember the Marco Estrada we saw that night, that October night in 2015. And remember that Marco Estrada and give him a good send-off.